Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The FXB Pottery Throwdown is coming up on June 15th, next weekend, in Market Square, and we are going to talk about it this morning. Dee Dee Lucky and Scarlett Pons in this morning. Good morning to both of you. It's great to have you here.
Good morning.
Scarlett, I feel like I feel like we missed you just a few weeks ago, and we did miss you.
You did.
You're here. You're back.
I'm back. Yeah. Sorry, I bailed out the last minute.
Well, those things happen, but Dee Dee did a fine job, and she was invited back.
Held down the fort for you.
You did get invited back.
I did.
It's a rare occasion. At the end of that show, though, Dee Dee, I just felt like it went so fast, and I don't know really what we even talked about.
We got philosophical towards the end. I feel like we started really getting into some deep topics.
It did.
We delved into some deep wells of human emotion and art.
Which we after that show said we need to do more art shows. So I've got to get you. We'll get you two in here at least every quarter to talk about things going on.
The growing art scene.
Heck yeah, man! We'll talk about art anytime. Yeah.
We'll talk about the FXBG Pottery Throwdown. You guys have been talking about this since, was it the beginning of the year that you kind of decided that you were going to do it?
Yeah, I think we took over like late January, early February. Yeah, so early February. Trista Chapman, who ran it for the last 6 or 7 years through the pandemic, through all of it, she did a wonderful job. You know, she just hit a wall and was like, I'm kind of done with it. She's been running it pretty much by herself for the most part. So it was a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
We're finding out.
Understandable. Totally do not fault her at all for it. But she was gracious enough to allow us to continue it. And then we were happy to run with it this year.
Yeah.
And kind of do some different things, like moving the location to Market Square behind the museum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just sort of trying out some new ideas. And hopefully it'll be a great event.
It was a great event over on Sophia Street.
Absolutely.
But I think to move it over to Market Square is... That's a great spot to have this.
Yes.
Yeah. And fingers crossed the weather holds.
Yes.
Everything looks...
It's always the most important thing.
Oh, God, right?
Yes.
I've been like a little crazy weather lady. Yes. All week, like reading long-term forecast.
So talk about what's going to happen at the event.
So it's going to be very similar to how the event has been run for the last... This is the eighth year, right? I think this is the eighth year. So we're going to have just over 20 potters that are from the Fredericksburg, Richmond, more or less area. We're all professional potters. We're bringing our best work, like our top work that we all of these professional potters do. So there's going to be amazing quality there. We're going to have kind of up and coming emerging. We're going to have a tent of emerging potters.
Hmm.
We're going to have a demo tent. So it's basically a fair. So artists are there to sell their work and to demonstrate and to kind of showcase the best of the best in our area. And it happens all day. We're doing it from 10 to 5. And, yeah, it's the heart of downtown. It's my favorite day of the year. It is. besides Art Attack, it's my favorite day of the year, where it's such a showcase.
Yeah.
And I think what makes this so unusual is what people realize is that we have this really huge art community in Fredericksburg for a small city, and it's really, really unusual. Like, I talk to people every year, all year long, that come to Fredericksburg that are so surprised about the arts that we have here. And I hear artists that come from other, even bigger cities than Fredericksburg that tell me, wow, I wish we had an art scene the way you guys have in our city. And so it's really something special and something to take advantage of.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I know a lot of you, and there are a lot of artists, a lot of potters in Fredericksburg, they go to shows down to Richmond. They'll go all over the state, all over the East Coast in some cases. To have something like this here where you can do the same thing you do at some of these bigger places has got to be a relief and just kind of fun that you can highlight the arts in this community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an absolute blast to be able to, like, talk about other artists and show off all the cool artists. I mean, like, exactly what Scarlett said. Like, we get so many people from Northern Virginia and Richmond coming into town. And Richmond has a really rich art scene, but it's such a big city that it's, like, spread out. And they come downtown, and they're like, it's so dense. And it's so high quality. Like, and I think that really, like, tickles people. And it's so fun to get to talk about the artists in town and, like, really show people how cool all these wonderful people are. We're all helping each other and, like,
yeah, and building each other up. Yeah, to see us all together. That's the thing that I always get most excited about, is to see, like, all of us together in one spot, like, showcasing, you know, showcasing our work. And, like, we, you know, a lot of us follow each other, so we just get to see each other, you know, on social media, online, so we don't rarely get to see each other's work in person. So we get to see all of this work in person in one spot is always really special. And inspiring.
Totally.
It makes me want to be a better potter. So when I do this work, I always make sure, when I do this show, I always make sure I do something new that I've never done before to kind of, I gotta step up. I gotta bring my best game, because I'm with 20 other potters that are bringing, like, beautiful work. So
I never thought about that. That's one of one of the benefits of this.
It inspires me.
That you know that there are others coming, and you want to make sure that you have your best stuff out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the interesting aspect of an art community, right? Like, you know, you an art community begets better art because artists interact with other artists and we inspire each other, even if you're, like, in a different medium, right? You interact, you talk, you have conversations about art, you sort of expand your horizon. They can show you things that inspire them. You see things that inspire you and share them with them. So it's, like, this really beautiful symbiotic sort of, like, I don't know, just exchange of information and data. And then when you get, like, very specific down to, like, potters getting together and having these conversations, we get down to, like, talking about how somebody did a foot on a pot or how we, like pulled a certain handle. And we have this as a microcosm at Liberty Town all the time, which is lovely and wonderful. But then seeing, like, the outside people and how they're, like, doing all their work too is, like, additionally inspiring. Yeah. So I don't know. I love that environment. It's so much fun.
So you might not tell me this, Scarlett, and I know you well enough that I know that if you don't want to answer it, you're not going to answer it. But when you said you don't want to do something new, do you know what you – can you talk about anything new that you're doing, or do you not know?
I can't tell you. So the new thing that I've been working on lately is I've been really inspired by native plants in Virginia. So just kind of understanding, you know, our native – plant environment, like what grows, because Virginia's so lush, and it took me years. I've been in the community now for 19 years. It took me years to kind of really start to pay attention to the natural environment and realize Virginia is a state of wildflowers, which I never thought of Virginia as this. I've always thought of Virginia just as trees. Like, I know there's a lot of trees, but when you start to really look down on the ground, you realize we're a state filled with wildflowers. And then I live in Stafford, so I started paying closer attention to our yard and letting parts of our yard grow wild. Like, not around the house, because you don't want ticks and you don't want, you know, like snakes.
Yeah.
But kind of like, you know, going 200 feet past our house, I've let a part of the yard grow wild. And I realized all throughout spring, I have these different wild plants that come up. We have May apples, we have Jack in the Pulpits, we have a pawpaw tree, a neighbor gave us persimmons trees. And I wanted to do something, I wanted to translate that into pottery somehow. So it's taken me 2 years to develop this work. So the work I'm bringing to the show is work that is inspired by native plants that grow here in Virginia. So
how interesting.
It's been such a lovely study. And then you get tapped into the different associations in Virginia that are native plant advocates, and that's a really cool community. You know, and then you could start to tap into, you know, the river community and nature photographers, and you just really see how big that environmental community here is in Virginia.
How the heck am I going to follow that?
How do you follow that?
I don't know. I'll just talk about something weird. Yeah. Somebody got for me.
We need to take a quick break. That was really good. The Pottery Throwdown is next Saturday, June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square in downtown Fredericksburg. FXBGthrowdown.com, the website, for all kinds of information. And there's a Facebook page. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dede Lucky and Scarlett Ponce here this morning. FXBG Pottery Throwdown is June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square, celebrating local. And that's the great thing about this.
Yeah.
And the absolutely. Fact that you two stepped up and like you say, that it was really at a crossroads because Trista had done such a great job.
Yes. Yeah, she did a fabulous this. Job. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of pressure. No pressure at all.
No pressure at all.
Just feeling real good. No pressure.
You two are both involved in big things around, have been involved in big things and involved in things around town.
Yeah.
But the two of you doing something like this together has got to be kind of fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Scarlett and I have a history of working together. We worked together on Main Street stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, we knew we could work well together.
Yeah.
Like, we've got, you know, she's more laid back than I am in terms of, like, not in terms of doing. She does a lot. Let me just make sure that's emphasized. It's not laid back as in, like, lazy. Well, I'm not what I'm saying.
Thanks, Dede.
I know, but I feel like sometimes when people say laid back, out. That's what they read, right? Yes. No, but she's, like, she's chill. Mm-hmm. Like, so she has a chill attitude. And I'm, like, this is a squirrel just running around up and down the tree, like, a little frantic sometimes. What? Ted.
We can balance each other.
I always need a chill person involved in my partnerships.
Like when I heard Dee Dee was also interested in potentially taking over this event, I was so excited. So I'm like, I know this is a person I could work with. And I was like, I knew like if the two of us did it together, it would just be so much more manageable. And now that we're neck deep in this event and a week out, I'm like, thank goodness we're doing this together. And we both have really great skills and opposite skills. Like she knew exactly what she wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to do. And so, it's been good.
Seamless. It's been a good part. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have a great team.
Yes.
Like Dee Dee brought on Crystal and Kevin Rodrigue who've been helping us like in the background. So I wanted to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
We have Print Jazz, Pete from Print Jazz doing our graphics.
Yep. Trista helped us a bunch in the beginning
too. Yeah. Trista gave us all her notes. And helped us. Yeah. Trista gave us the list of potters, most importantly.
Yeah.
To reach out to.
Yeah.
And then, we did a bunch of graphic work with Pete and Trista and Neil and met with people that have done it in the past. It's been really like a group effort, honestly.
Yeah.
And we've been doing a lot of the grunt work here at the end portion of it because it's like it's nice to get that distilled down to a key group. But like Kevin and Crystal have been really key in making sure that like we stay organized and everything is like where it needs to be on the back end and all the data is in the right places. And like Kevin did all he has a CAD program, so he laid out the entire courtyard for us.
And Kevin's one of the potters too.
Yeah.
So,
Kevin is an amazing potter.
I had forgotten that this was done, that this went through COVID because I can remember, one of the COVID years. It was just great to have everybody together again to have an event like this.
Yeah. I mean, I think there might've been was there a pause in 2020? I can't remember. I feel like
I
my
think
brain
there
cannot
was,
think.
But
I
think 2021 was the first one that she came back.
Blur. It's weird.
It is totally a blur, right? It's like my brain just decided not to remember 2020.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
And I have vague memories.
Because it feels like that's that year there was nothing. That's that summer there was very little in nothing like this. But it was just it is just great. It gets so many people together, and it is interesting to see all of you, to see all your stuff of everybody in one area.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an embarrassment of riches.
So Dee Dee, Scarlett has told us about native plants, and that's what she's working on. Do you have anything special lined up for this, or are you just hoping to just to get there?
Wow. I feel like I have a reputation. No, actually, I'm doing much better about getting my pots done in a timely manner this year.
Get in the studio.
You're right. Being properly medicated for ADHD really helps. Just heads up to anybody who's thinking about it. Give me a ring. I'll let you know. I think this year I've been really pushing forms and trying to throw bigger, trying to throw more refined shapes and forms. So that's been what I've been really concentrating on is throwing really interesting like transitions between the necks and bottoms of pots and more detailed feet on things. more interesting handles, and I've been working on like a series of gradiated pots where I gradiate from black to white. Ken has called it the Tortured Poets Pottery at this point, which I think is really great. So I kind of leaned into that aesthetic when I was designing my booth design this year. So we're doing with Tortured Poets Pottery. But it's very, you know, I've been sort of playing with that idea of like darks and lights and nature and celebrating nature. And, you know, I use that leaf press technique where I press real leaves into my pots.
Yeah.
I'm not as noble as Scarlett with using native planting, but I grow everything that I put into my pots. They're all in my garden. And like the idea of like that kind of capturing the moment of a like a plant existing, right? This leaf that's just like ethereal and lasts for only a moment, but I get to preserve it in a pot for a minute.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I guess one of the things that those of us who aren't potters don't realize how much work you have to do ahead of a show to have everything made, and you can't just decide today I want to do something. This has to go back months and months.
I would say for it's at least 2 months worth of work.
At least.
Like just sitting down and making. I mean, I probably started in the beginning of the year, but it's really a solid 2 months of of preparing for the show and making sure you have enough work.
And the fussier you are, the longer it takes, basically. Like, I don't know about you, but I have like 95 steps per pot.
Yes.
And so, like, every time I get to a show like this, I'm like, why do I have so many steps? Because I can't just, like, pull a pot out of a kiln, dip it in glaze, and move on with my life. I'm like, I got to put iron oxide in. I got to let it sit overnight. I got to wash the iron oxide off. I got to let it dry. Then I got to glaze it. Then it has to come out. Then I have to sit on the bottom. I'm like,
it's a
why
lot
did I choose
of
this life?
Different steps.
So many steps. We just create more work for ourselves. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're really good at it. Mm-hmm.
And just
your face right now, Ted.
Now it is so much work.
So much work.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot of behind. I think it's what a lot of people. That's what I love that people take a pottery class. Like I encourage everybody to take a pottery class. Go to Liberty Town, take a pottery class, because that's when you understand the process of clay, and that's when you appreciate, like, even just something as simple as like a handmade mug. You know go in and try to make a mug, and then once you go in and try to do that, you realize like, wow, there's a lot of skill, there's a lot of technique. It takes years to learn how to like pull a good handle. It takes even more years to learn and understand glazing, and you know, the chemistry of that, and it takes years to figure out how to run your kiln properly, and it's a lifelong process. And you know, there's a term called master potter, and you can't even call yourself a master potter until you've had, what, Didi, like 25 or 30 years of making. Just one of the you know,
consistent
requirements.
Making too. It's
making.
Yeah,
that long.
Oh yeah. Like, honest to goodness, like the way I throw now compared to even 5 years ago is like light years. And it's because it's consistency and it's practice. Like, I think we've talked about
just practice.
Just keep hitting this microphone. I'm just gonna bat it around like a cat.
It can handle you.
But like the consistency of it is like, you, when you're throwing and doing that, you have to like be deliberate about your practice too, right? Mm-hmm. Like we always talk about this Malcolm Gladwell like 10,000 hours thing, which has kind of been debunked since then. But like the idea of learning a pottery is like, you have to push yourself through things too. You have to like push to that next area, push that next thing. Like you're learning an instrument, right? If you just played like Three Blind Mice on a guitar all day long, you might be really, really good at playing Three Blind Mice. But if, you know, you're never asking yourself to play a different song or learn a different skill, like, you're very limited. So, like, potters, it's always about that push, that strive. And as artists in general, right? Like, not just potters, but, like, painters and things, too. Like, learning how to do that and do that in a way that's, like, directional and intentional. Like, choosing a skill set to learn, choosing a thing to try to be better at, choosing to fail, really.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're
learning how to throw bigger things. I've been learning how to try to get a little bigger too, like throwing with 4 or 5 pounds, which is still small in the pottery world. But you know, it took me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It takes
it's
a
like
while
you,
to get
you
there.
Put five pounds on the wheel, and your first 10-20 pieces aren't going to work out.
They're awful.
You put it on the wheel, you make it, then you kind of ball it up. Then do it again, ball it up, do it again, ball it up, do it again.
And that's why I always encourage all of my students to recycle.
Yeah.
Like I, when I teach my classes, like one of the first things I teach them is like, do not be precious with your art, especially in pottery, because everything's recyclable up until the time you bisque fire it.
Yeah.
You could choose to grind it up and put it in a bag and rehydrate it up until that point. Once you bisque it, then you got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So like up until that point, you can practice as much as you want. You can like reuse that clay as much as you want. It gets a little mushy after a while. You have to mix it back up with some new stuff. But like it encourages you to try and experiment and like, and be okay with failing and be okay with pushing that line. And so I think that process is a really big learning curve for a lot of people when they start out in pottery, because it takes so long to throw one thing well that you're like, I don't want to throw this out. But then 2 years later, you'll look at this like thing that's like a cat bowl and you're like, why did I keep this 4-pound cat bowl?
It's
6 inches thick. So I always encourage people to like think about like the usage for their pots and like really keep pushing themselves, even in early stages.
I was doing something with Trista one time and this big a block of clay came. And so I helped her carry it upstairs, and it was heavy. And she was just like, yeah, this happened, you know, when, you know, these come, you know, every couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Probably a 50-pound box.
Everything is in 50-pound increments.
All the bags, all the sacks. Like, everything's 50 pounds.
All your minerals.
Like, this is the thing. Like, you're probably crazy strong too, right?
Yeah.
Like, you go into like settings and people are like, oh, this is heavy. You're like,
I always say it's less than my bag. It's less than my box of clay. It's not even 50 pounds.
I was like, yeah, I can. And when I was like in CrossFit, I used to just like deadlift 100 pounds, no problem. And then one time in the classroom, I like deadlifted snatched the pottery thing off the floor because I had to lift 50 pounds off the floor really tight. Somebody was like, what in the world? And I was like, just learn how to do it. That's how you lift the pound. You like kind of like land underneath of it when you throw it up. And then I carry it on my shoulder.
But that's why you come to an event like this and you see everything, and there's just so many hours and work, and in
so
your case,
much.
Years of experience to be able to do all of this.
And then it can just be yours for the low, low price of a mug.
Yeah, that's right.
Just all that experience, all that time, all that effort.
For a mug.
People ask us all the time, how long does it take you to do this? And I always say, approximately 17 years plus 15 minutes or 2 hours or whatever it takes me to make that object.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it takes a lot of time and we're always learning, always making cool stuff.
Yep.
FXBG Pottery Throwdown, June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square in downtown Fredericksburg. That's what we're talking about this morning. Scarlett Pons is here from the Pawn Shop Studio and Gallery on Caroline Street. Dee Dee Leike from Liberty Town Arts Workshop on Liberty Street.
916 right? Liberty.
916 Liberty Street. And we'll talk about your businesses too when we come back. More with Dee Dee and Scarlett on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with Dee Dee Leike and Scarlett Pons, FXBG Pottery Throwdown, June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square in downtown Fredericksburg. Before we go on, I should have at the beginning, Scarlett, just for people who don't know, your terrific store on Caroline Street has all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I have to stay out because I...
don't stay out of it.
Well, not. I try. No, I don't. But I can't. If I came every week, I would walk out
Buy
there
something.
With every week.
There's
just all kinds of stuff. I have more stuff, I think, from your store than most in downtown Fredericksburg.
Yay, thank you.
But just a little bit about what I mean, there's you
what
have all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah, so this year will be our, which I'm so excited, like, because we're past the unlucky 13, but this will be our 14th year at this location, the store. We have a little over 20 artists right now that are pretty much all from the Fredericksburg area that are making everything from jewelry to different accessories, fine art. I'm the main painter there. I'm the main potter there. My husband, Gabriel Pons, is the main painter there. And our focus has always been the creative community in Fredericksburg and kind of launching new artists. So a lot of the times the artists we bring in, we have a couple rules that we want people that are doing their art professionally or trying to do their art professionally, so not just hobbyists. And a lot of the artists we work with, it's their first time selling in a store. So we like to try, we think of ourselves as kind of that stepping stone into becoming a full-time artist, maybe that stepping stone into doing wholesale with your artwork, getting your store and your art into other retail stores. And that's what we love doing.
That would be great. We need to do a show just to get the three of us together and have you two talk just about, you know, moving something from a hobby to
professional. Professionally, we could do a great show.
And
one of the ways to do that is the classes and everything that goes on at Liberty Town.
I started at Liberty Town. I just want to add to that. So Gabe and I were in Liberty Town for 4 years.
Yeah.
And that's where we got our feet wet and kind of met the art community and realized, okay, I think this is what we really want to do. Mm-hmm. And then we found our retail space.
Yeah, and I think that's how Liberty Town functions. Like, we've had a number of artists. Like, Bad Truck Pottery came out of us. Like, a lot of people from Artful Dimensions came out of our space, too. Like, they went and started their own thing. So, like, we've had artists like Elizabeth Seaver and Lynette and Susie, oh God, what was her name? Sorry.
Putting you on the spot.
It's okay. She's not making art anymore, so it's okay. But they started their own thing for a little while above River Rock. You know, so there's like people and like doing all kinds of cool things and creating that little community. Sometimes you can meet people who are like-minded but try out the community, sort of feel how running a business is in a small space or like just doing a show at Pawn Shop where you get to like have a, you know, limited amount of work up on a wall where you're not stressing yourself about filling an entire space and paying rent every month.
Or 50 pieces.
Yeah. So it's always nice to have spaces like that. And then we have so much of that around town too, where it's like, you know, amateurs like really trying to get their feet underneath of them and getting to that point where like they are making consistently enough to show in your studio.
Yes.
Like, I think we cater more to the amateur. Like, we do a lot of classes. A lot of shows and a lot of classes where like it's like student level. But the student level is still really good.
Yeah.
And then they get enough body of work and then they can go show in galleries with a complete body. So it's really lovely to have that symbiosis.
So Scarlett talked about, you know, taking classes at Liberty Town and deciding we can make a go of this. When did you decide, Dee Dee, that this was something that you wanted to do? And did you always know that, did you and Ken always know that we're having a Liberty Town kind of atmosphere is what you wanted to have?
No, it was like everything I do, Ted. It was impulsive. It was ill thought out. And I had a chill human being named Kenneth Leckie to guide me through the process and make sure that it actually got done. No, like, I was taking classes at Liberty Town when we purchased it. Like, it's hilarious. I always talk about, like, how, you know, in ADHD, like, you get obsessive about things, right? You get, like hobbies and things. Mm-hmm. And I said, I, like, got so obsessed with pottery, I just bought a whole business. And it's kind of not a lie. Like, so that's basically how it happened. Like, Dan approached us, because I was in real estate at the time, to ask if I knew anybody who'd be interested in purchasing it. And I was like, well,
I might be.
Don't go any further, because we might be. And it took us like a whole year to secure funding because of like how SBA rules work. But luckily, we were able to make it work. And we bought the business in 2013. So, yeah, crazy. But it's been, 11 years now? Mm-hmm. Like, we're in our 20th year. This is 20th year for Liberty Town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. This will be
a to be continued part, because that would be interesting, because everybody has a different story, but you two being out there and out front in so many things, I think we have a lot to share. So hold on to those thoughts, and we'll get together and talk about that.
Absolutely.
To be another time. The Pottery Throwdown on June 15th. Talk about the day. What's going to happen? I mean, there's. Obviously, we've talked about the making of, and there's going to be all kinds of potters, and that's great. But I know this is kind of what you described, I think, off air, Skylar. You might have said it on air. It's kind of like a festival.
It is, and it's the day before. It's Father's Day weekend, so which is great. So if you're looking for something to do with the family, this is a great event to come to. It's a totally family-friendly event because there'll be stuff for the kids to do there. It's, you know, it's right downtown, so it's easy to spend the whole day there, like go to the show, grab lunch. And Dee Dee, we also have music. Do you want to talk about
the music?
Yes, let
me pull this up on my phone. I haven't memorized.
We're going to have live music. We're working with Corey from Curitiba Art Cafe, who is organizing the music for us.
So Corey Blanche. Yeah. So he's going to be performing along with a person called Jonathan Page Brown Jr., Tristan Doherty. Doherty. Mm-hmm. I'm so bad with names. And then my own sister actually somehow managed to get in this. Bree Bevan is going to also be performing. That's not nepotism. I did not ask him to book her. She's actually a Richmond recording artist. So nice. He put her in there. I think he thought that would be adorable to add her in. But she's really fantastic too. So we have a really good lineup of acts,
live music,
like chill acts to kind of like just compliment the day and kind of just be nice, beautiful, lovely background music, and like, you know, so people can experience some really beautiful local music too.
Well, and bringing kids to something like this just seems like a great idea, because anybody, I mean, you can, who knows, a child could get some experience or see some of this, and all of a sudden they're taking classes, and this becomes more than this, you know, becomes...
And it's just exposing kids to art in general.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's, you know, and it's just, for me, it's, you know, I think Dee and I both, I think, probably think similarly in this, is like, how do you build community? What makes healthy community? And... this is just another way of showing your kids. It's like, yeah, we have this really healthy community. Mm-hmm. We have this art community, and this is what makes, you know, our place special. This is what makes Fredericksburg special. And the earlier you expose your kids to art, I feel like the better. And, you know, kids already have like a natural attraction to creativity. I mean, they're already, like, you're kind of born creative, and then somehow you kind of lose that along the way, and kids are so naturally creative. Hmm. And I think it's, and there's always a variety of work there. But anytime I take my kids when they were younger, I got teenagers now, when they were younger, I take them to different events. I always made them pick out something for themselves to purchase, that they would have, you know, kind of this handmade thing early on in their life. You know, just exposing them to that.
Yeah, totally. And at the event itself, like, I think Kevin Rodrig is planning on having a little like hands-on area for kids to be able to like touch pottery on the wheel and play with clay a little bit. And I'm going to do a little bit of like slip trailing and leaf press that kids can do. Like, I'll have some stuff for people to play with there, so people can actually put their hands in the clay at the event a little bit as well. We'll have some other demos that are going to be less interactive, but we'll have some stuff that's going to be interactive as well. I don't want the people to think they can touch everybody's pot, because I'm not sure every potter is going to be into that. But there's a lot of opportunity there for people to interact with the pottery in a way that's like you might not get to at every art fair, right? But not every art fair is going to encourage you to come up and like mess around with pottery on a wheel or like touch a piece of clay even, right? Mm-hmm. So I think in our community, you and I talked last time a lot about the importance of art education and how art education begets more artists, right? Without passing on your knowledge, without training the next generation, art dies, as with most craft. And I think that's never more true than it is with something like pottery or painting, where yes, you can read books, yes, you can watch YouTube videos, but if you're not actually getting an instructor to kind of lean over your shoulder or to help you hold your brush slightly differently, you can lose years of deliberative practice. So I think it's really, really important to like pass that on to the next generation. And part of that is showing our art, talking to people, being available to have conversations about what we make.
And kids are really fortunate. Our kids in this area... to have, we talk about the art community downtown and how well you all work together. I mean, I think, like, you know, like, you two can come in here and do this. Scarlett, your husband can come in here. You know, Gabe can come here, and Bill Harris, and they can talk. And there's so much talent, and there's so much working together. And to have a Liberty Town that with the classes and the various people at Liberty Town, we're really fortunate.
And we're just one of many. And then I always tell people, like, yeah, we're big, right? Because we have a lot of people there. But, like, we're one of many. Like, Scarlett's there. Like, Artful Dimensions.
Yeah.
Brushstrokes. Art First. You know, we got FCCA that's been there forever, doing the hard work for years. Trista over at Sophia Street Studios. Mm-hmm. You know, got Pandora's downtown. Like, we've got so many places. Canal Quarter, Darbytown. Like, it's just a huge, huge art community full of tons of artists that are just all trying to, like, get in front of people and educate them and talk to people about art. So we're always so grateful and happy for the art community that we have here and how much we all work together and recognize that, like, if we all started, like, getting territorial and stepping on feet, like, just nothing gets done, right? Then you just spend all your time fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to become friends with people like you. I mean, it was at one of the Sophia Street Pottery Throwdowns that I remember. I specifically went there knowing I was going to get something from Scarlett and I was going to get something of Dee Dee's, and I did. And you can walk away with some really good things and with some.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, like what's I mean, there's going to obviously be at the show. There's going to be a lot of like functional wear, mm-hmm. you know. So you know. Beautiful functional wear, right? Your typical
mugs,
stuff,
bowls,
mugs,
cups.
And bowls. But then you'll have like serving platters. You'll have
giant vases,
yeah,
lamps.
You'll have,
like,
yeah, exactly. We have giant vases. We'll have ceramic lamps that are botanical influenced. We'll have different sculptural pieces that are, you mm-hmm. know, kind of decorative pieces
yep.
for the home. I mean, you name it. We're gonna and then the other good thing with 20 different potters is you're gonna have 20 completely different styles of work.
Yes.
So you're gonna yep. have, you know, this amazing selection of
yeah.
of style and color and
yeah.
you know,
something
form
for everybody,
and
really.
Shape and,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember years ago one of you said to me about how you can You all have some kind of your own style,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you can sort of tell that. And you said, oh, after a while, you'll figure it out. And I thought, how will I do that? But I can now. I can
yeah.
go, oh, that's wonderful. Just with Trista, with just the colors
oh.
that
yeah.
she puts together.
Trista's, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the definitive style. Like, she's got a really definitive style.
Yeah. But both of you sure. do, too. I can almost look at something and say, oh, that's one of Dee Dee's, or that looks like something of Scarlett's. I have mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah, totally.
It's my favorite thing is when I see people show up at the pottery show, and it. One year I was more towards the front, so I got to catch the people right when they enter the show, like
mm-hmm.
customers, right when they enter the show, and they're just like, oh, wow. They're like, okay, I'm just going to walk this whole show first because I need, you know, and kind of, so you can walk the entire show first and visit everybody's booth to just kind of see, okay, what's out there? Like, what style am I attracted to?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go in knowing, like, oh, I'm, yeah. you know, I need this color, I want this style, and kind of visit everybody's booth and see all the diverse work there, and then walk through a second time to say, okay, I think I want this, I think I want that, I think I would love mm-hmm. this as a gift for somebody. I mean, we've had people come through that they do their Christmas shopping.
I was going to say, this would
know?
Be a great...
They do their
yeah.
Christmas, they get a jump on their Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
They're like, great, I'm just about done.
Yeah, totally. People totally do.
Because it's the easiest way to see, you know, to see so much beautiful work in one spot. But I've seen people spend hours at the show kind of visiting everyone's booth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to talk to the artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you can spend a long time, and especially
yeah.
if you're interested in art or just want to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Everybody, you're all willing to talk.
Yeah.
About
for the most
things.
Part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some artists are shy. I think some of us are still, you know, are introverts and a little shy, and it does take a lot.
Pottery does attract a lot of introverts, doesn't
yes.
it? It's quite a singular little operation. We get to all hide in a little back room with a little pile of mud.
Yep, all day.
Yeah. So, yes, be kind to the artists. If they seem a little shy, just
that
talk at them for a minute and
right.
grab a thing and, you know, yeah.
Because
you can
I,
just come talk to me. I'll mm-hmm. talk to you. I'm an introvert, but I'm a weird one. I'm a weird introvert. I am. Don't look at me like that, Tad.
Yeah, no, actually, right. No, I understand.
Like,
I understand.
This is, you know, I love interacting with people who are interested in art and talking to them. So I'll talk to people all day.
At the end of a day, when something like this, when you've done all the preparation and then you've been out there, you've got to be exhausted when you go to shows like this.
Yes.
Yes. It's a good exhaustion, but it is. Like, yeah, one, talking to that many people in one
yeah.
day. It's
yeah.
like you're just like, whoo. Okay, I'm all talked out. I need to not see anybody for 24 hours.
Yeah. Plus, all like the buildup, like especially like since we're like planning this whole thing too, right? It's been like what, 6 months now of like the planning, and then this last month has been incredibly intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so like by the time you and I are done on Saturday, I feel like we're just gonna have like a little like pottery show hangover.
Right.
I'm just gonna have to go home and like sit quietly and watch Bridgerton for like yes. 17 hours or something.
So did you ever get ideas? You're at a pottery show?
Yes.
Oh God, yeah.
And you
yeah.
see something that somebody else has done and you thought, well, I could do that, but
it's
maybe
more
do
like
it this way.
I get inspired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I get inspired by seeing what the other artists bring. And I, like I mentioned before, it always makes me want to improve my work.
Yeah.
You know, if I see, and what I get, I do, I get ideas from the artists when I see, you know, how they did some detail to their pot. I'm like, oh, that's really, that's really interesting. I didn't think of doing it, you know, think of doing it that way. And I'm also really interested with the other potters, like what's inspiring them. You know, now that I'm doing botanical pieces, when I see other artists do botanical pieces, I'm like, oh, my, that's, yeah, you know, how are you doing this? Like, that's a different way to connect with people. And that's a great way for people who aren't artists, for the public to connect with artists, is if you're not sure how to connect with art or how to look at art, you just go in with a really open mind. And a lot of the times it's the simplest thing that attracts you to art. It could just be like, oh, my favorite color is purple. It could just be like, oh yeah, I also garden. Like I enjoy plants. Or it could be something as simple as
I don't know, like, certain people, like, just really love certain shapes and forms, too.
Yeah, like we how say, it feels in your hands.
Yeah, right? They'll be like, oh, I only collect large mugs.
Yeah.
And I'm here I'm here for large mugs today.
Yeah.
Do you know where I can find large mugs? And
I
we'll
need
be
to
like,
drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 ounces of, 18 ounces of coffee at one go, so I need a big mug. I have big hands.
It happens. It really happens. And so, like, you know, those kind of, the customers are, like, are lovely and wonderful, because they'll, like, buy a piece from, like, a number of people.
Yeah.
And then we have people of, like, specific aesthetics, like, they only, like, cream color pots or white pots, or they only want blue pots. And so you get like a bunch of different customers. It's like anywhere that you're selling things, people have really definitive things that they like and want in a pot. And some people are just like, especially people who are learning pottery, want to come in and want to buy forms that inspire them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can look at them while they make.
Need to take a quick break and wrap this up this morning with Dee Dee Lucky and Scarlet Pond's FXBG Pottery Throwdown, June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square in downtown Fredericksburg. FXBGthrowdown.com. Also check them out on Facebook. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
FXBG Pottery Throwdown, June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square, Scarlet Ponds, and Dee Dee Lucky. Here this morning, there is a website where you can get all kinds of information.
That's fxbgthrowdown.com. Kept it simple. So yeah, we'll put up information as it comes in. It's gonna be pretty basic this year, but next year we'll have some more extensive stuff there. So it's a good site to just kind of go to get to some links to our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Yep, and the Facebook page, if you follow us on Facebook, which is FXBG Pottery Throwdown on Facebook, every day we're introducing the 20 potters. So give you a sneak peek of like who they are, what their work is, and a little like statement about kind of who they are and what inspires them. So that's a great way to follow us and support us as well.
And on Instagram, we're FXBG_pottery_throwdown. Because that's what was available, apparently.
Yes.
So. Well, it's like you've mentioned, I mean, Trista got this started, and you two have picked up the ball and continued, which is a great thing, because this is a great, it's a great local event for all of you.
We're really grateful that she let us do it, and we're really happy and excited and nervous, and we're having a really good time doing it. So we're hoping it'll be a success. So everybody, if they come out, they'll help us make it a success.
And if you know nothing about pottery in this area and the potters, you ought to come out, because
this is your intro. This this is your 101 too.
Get us all out of the studio. We have like clean clothes on. Like there's nary a little scrap of mud on our faces.
Well,
for a while anyway, until we do demos.
I won't wear my old Crocs that day. I'll have like sandals on.
What? So fancy.
FXBGthrowdown.com. June 15th, 10 to 5 at Market Square downtown. Scarlet Ponds, Dee Dee Lucky, we'll do this again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.